I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry I'm a little late here. It's cold and I left a little late, and I also forgot my dongle for like the 90th time and had to do that like 180 about 2 minutes after leaving my house, but we made it there. I'm just going to get something playing really quickly while I like go get settled and log in and everything. I wanted to play this the past couple shows and just kind of ran out of time. But this song is called Bluetooth. It's by Moor Kismet. It's originally by Lunari and Kaiva, and I think this is kind of like a flip or like a remix, but it's just not released as a remix. It has a slightly different name too. The like tooth is spelled with a two instead of like the actual tooth, but I really liked it. I think there's a lot of like, Moor Kismet does a lot with like energy in silence, and I feel like in this track there's just a lot of like energy with sound in the build-up, and I really like it. And the drop is really clean too. There's a lot of really fun like gliding sounds happening, a lot of like, I think it's like portamento, whatever it's called. It sounds really great, so let's get into that, and I'll get set up here, and hopefully we'll have a good rest of the show here. Let's try it.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Let me transfer you to a customer service representative. One moment, please.
Very fun. I like that track a lot. Also, let me know if volume is... You can try reaching out to me on my phone. I do have it silenced, but the DJ chat works too. Let me know if my volume or the music volume is a little off. I'm, again, in Studio C, or... Yeah, I think Studio C, because the main one is broken. Or Studio A is the main... Yeah. I'm in Studio C. I'm in the bad one, anyway. And I'm less used to this board and these speakers and everything. So, let me know. But that was Bluetooth by More Kismet, a flip of Lunari and Kaiva's track. And while we're on, like, flips of old tracks, I have one more. I don't know if it really counts as a flip. It's more of, like, a VIP, I guess. But recently, Flux Pavilion remade one of his songs from scratch, one of his, like, all-time banger songs called I Can't Stop. And it's, like, a very, very classic dubstep song. It's really early, too. Like, it's early in the mix for that kind of stuff. And recently, he just remade the entire project, I think for some type of, like, copywriting issue. I need to look more into, like, why he did this, but I think it was mostly to have a version of the project that was off of a certain label. I still don't really understand how that works in the, like, legal sphere. I'll leave that to someone else. But while he was doing that, he, like, recreated all these sounds and recreated the whole project file and brought the tune up to, like, the current speed and sound of, like, modern-day electronic music. And it's really fun. It's, like, it's super fun to hear this track redone, and also just faster. If you know me, I love fast music. I love anything when it's faster than it's supposed to be, probably. It's called Too Fast to Stop, and it's basically, I think he took the dubstep track and kind of basically made it like drum and bass. So it's like, it's gonna feel more than twice as fast, but isn't. But anyway, I really like it. It's really fun. I don't know. I'm gonna stop saying I really like it, and it's an old track, but it's cool to see that it got kind of redone in this new way, and very excited to hear it on the floor sometime. Give it some high knees, as you do with this drum and bass stuff. Let's get into it. This is Too Fast to Stop by Flux Pavilion. We'll be right back. one of those like internet classics. I feel like if you've spent any amount of time as like an internet denizen, that you've run into that track, or at least the original of that track before, and like listening to this version of it, I'm like getting flashbacks of like just YouTube rotting and watching some of the like worst video game montages I've ever seen in my entire life and thinking they were like so sick, and it's just that music going over it the whole time. Feels good, man. Feels good. Reminiscing. Speaking of reminiscing, this is while we're in the drum and bass zone as well, one of my like favorite songs of all time, and like I don't think I've ever put this on like a playlist of like favorite songs of all time, but like whenever it plays I get down to it, and I respect the story and the vision of when it came out and the people who created it when they did and how weird they were and how much of a boundary they pushed with it. Like, it was so cool and I love it. And it recently got a remix by Wookiee, who has also been doing some work with Skrillex lately. It's been pretty sick. Check it out. But this is Whip It by Devo, and it's been remixed by Wookiee to be a drum and bass track, and the horns, the energy, the shouting, like hearing it in this way, this is like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of times someone remixes like a classic, like an old song, or like a really good, you know, song that should be kept on a pedestal, and it makes you feel terrible when they even try to change it and just basically defile it. I feel like this one works. Like, if Devo listened to this, they'd be like, nah, this is like the modern energy that we're channeling still, and we're trying to channel back in the day. It's really, really sick. I've had a lot of fun with it. So let's get into it while you're still doing your high knees from the last track. Here is Whip It by Wookiee and Devo.
Step on a crab.
good, man. I think that one gets my killer track. It also is super fun to see like multiple people in the chat and the regular listeners all geeking out over this song. It's been like, I don't know. I read someone say it. I've low-key had this on loop for past couple of days. True. Yeah, me too. It's so good. It's such a like, I don't know, such a revitalization of that track and like the weirdness and energy that it initially brought to the scene. Absolutely love it. Speaking of weirdness and energy in the scene, dude, I'm killing it today with these transitions. It's insane. I recently saw Danny Brown and Underscores and Frost Children over Monday and Tuesday of last week. It's why I was not at my show last week as well. Super, super fun shows. Danny Brown brought Frost Children out on Monday, and Frost Children brought Danny Brown out on Tuesday because they're just, you know, still in town. And also, I mostly went to see Danny Brown because of Underscores, who was opening, who I've been listening to for a long time, probably like since a little bit before COVID first kind of happened. That's just such a like monolith in my chronology. Whoa, cool sentence. Yeah, and so I really wanted to get the chance to see her live. And Danny Brown released an album recently as well called Stardust. And it's really good. I like it a lot. It's also the first album he's made like completely sober, which is pretty cool. It's lots of features on this album. Like there is Underscores, Frost Children, 8485, It's Brokey, Femtinal, a few others. I don't think he got Jane on here. He has Angel from Frost Children doing like spoken word poetry all over the album. Quadeca as well. There's two Quadeca tracks. And there is a Jane Remover track. Yeah, my bad. It's in All For You. It's really good. I like it a lot. It's definitely, there's a couple tracks that are a little weird. Unfortunately, I don't really like the Frost Children collab. It's like, it's okay, but it's just, I don't know. Some of the lyrics are, I've watched Anthony Fantano's review of this as well, and he had the same thing to say, where it's like, the lyrics are just a little strong for how smooth and sultry, like, the track is. Like, it just doesn't really line up super well, I don't think. But, other than that, I really like most of the album. And I picked out a couple here that I wanted to play, just two. Flowers, which is Danny Brown in 8485, and then Whatever the Case, which is Danny Brown and Is Brokey. I really love Is Brokey's rap style. I think it's just really chaotic and super fun. But also, I kind of picked out a couple of tracks on this album that I really liked, that I was just like, wow, these ones just stand out to me. I think these are the ones I'll be looping, whatever. And then like 5 days later, found out that all four of those tracks were the four tracks that Holly produced. And I think that's just super cool to like know that Holly, I mean, I've talked about him on the show before a little bit, but like very experimental, very out there artist, and someone that I've been following for a really long time, like early high school, which is, I don't know, long for me in my scope of time. And just super cool to see him like entering all these fields and doing like more kind of background scene production work. And also knowing that like his style is clear enough, at least to like me or maybe longtime listeners, that like, oh, I picked these out, like this is a really well produced track, and done, that's it's because it's by Holly and the someone that I like. I don't know, I thought that was kind of cool, just to be like, oh, this is the artist that I've supported, no wonder I like all these tracks, it's that same artist that I've supported. I kind of got blindsided by it, I suppose. I also wanted to try swapping auxes here, because there's not like a ton of bass in here, and that could just be this studio, but we'll see. I think I did it. We'll see. We'll see if I got this right and music plays, and maybe it won't. Anyway, all of this is to say, I want to play two tracks from the Danny Brown album. We've got Flowers is what I'm going to play first. Really great vocals from 8485 here. I just love it. It's so pristine, so clear, and works super well with the beat. Shout out to Holly on the production on that too. Like the part where she's singing over the chorus is just so smooth and like pulls you right out of the like very aggressive kind of rapping nature that Danny Brown tends to have. It's a really nice kind of not dichotomy, but it's like there's two contrasts. That's not really the word I was going for, but it's a nice contrast between the two styles there, and it's captured really well with the music and the beat. So shout out Holly, shout out Danny Brown, really good album, and shout out 8485 for your vocals on this track. It's super clean. Let's get into it.
Don't care what you did, man. It out that dirt, trauma and hurt. Hunger and thirst, I'm putting me first. Forget me not, stick to the plot. Yeah. For the morning glory, here to tell my story. Made it out that rain. Right. Earn is my pain, not the sun now. Growing without a doubt. Through my iris, I see what this is. Yeah. Gotta handle my beers, blossom like orchid. When they like lack, I won't just lie back. I live in my truth. Fuck what they do. What they bunch do. Of pansies, I can't be. Sloppy and all poppy, nobody can stop me. Yeah. So why they copy, acting all cocky? Things will get rocky. Sit back and watch.
Not gonna fall to the money's harder. I'm gonna get more than my flowers, flowers. I'll sell the racks when I jack my power. Won't sign till it's mine, not ours. I'm gonna get more than my flowers, flowers.
I'm gonna get it.
Everything I own is made for me, no. But he's gonna take a piece, oh no. He makes no alterations. No make peace to be spoke. Keep going till he take me places. Past congratulations. Keep wishing, keep waiting.
Dandelion stalking my brain. Hear that roar, best get away. Yeah. I'ma get to the roof, get back in that booth, and do what I do. Like, boo, how is you? The truth between the marginalized and that garden. Got my own space, like handicapped parking in my own lane. Get the engine started. If you try to merge, I promise you hit a curve. All story eye when they see the guy. I like to know what's up, I make them all wonder. Like a shooting star, what I do with the bars. Queen of the night, and I'ma play my card. Love in the midst, a hug and a kiss can stop a bleeding heart. Now, where do I start? Love in the midst, a hug and a kiss can stop a bleeding heart. Now, where do I start?
I really like that track. I like it a lot. I think the 8485 vocals are so clean, but they're also like the lyrics are very kind of like bratty, you know, like Charlie XCX brat coded. I really dig it. I love the not gonna fold till the money's out or go home till the money or till the honey sours. I just think the flow there is so interesting. There's a lot of weird like rhymes kind of at different spots that you wouldn't have expected, I suppose. And yeah, I like it. It's good. Also, Danny Brown's bars are crazy. Like, just reading through some of this, like, this guy is insane. I love it. I love it so much. And we'll get into even crazier stuff, believe me, with the next one. But really, really fun. I like that track a lot. And shout out Holly. Really clean beat. Really, really fun. Next one is called Whatever the Case. This, I don't think it's my favorite on the album, but it's probably my most listened to. Mostly because I think this beat is crazy. Like, it is so all over the place and screechy and, like, right up the lanes of, like, what I think Danny Brown and It's Brokey are kind of, like, I don't know, in my head canon, the kind of music that they would make. This song is, like, right in the middle of that territory. It sounds great, and the raps go hard. I love it, and some really fun, weird sound effects in this. Shout out Holly for pulling it all together, leaning into the weirder stuff that I know you've made in the past. Let's get into it. This is called Whatever the Case by Danny Brown and It's Brokey.
Whatever the case,
I gotta like spin back. That is so cool. What is that thing that just comes in out of nowhere and sounds so screechy and annoying? Oh my goodness, I love electronic music and beautiful computer noises. Anyway, whatever the case, here we go.
Just put it on. Somebody got a spot.
Yeah.
Cramp on the fit. Used to wear red. 10 years ago. Now I'm on some new shit. Yeah. I'm a gatekeeper. So I ain't tryna put you on. Niggas always wanna go and cop the shit I'm having now. Attitude stank. Money in a bank. I was having things doing shit you niggas can't. Hopping out the back. Gotta like that.
Yeah.
Shopper gon' drive while you're begging for a ride. When y'all outside, a nigga overseas with my feet kicked up. Feel a breeze and believe. I'm too OG. I can be a nigga kid. Rapping by the shit that a nigga really did. Yeah. I done came up. Change up. These niggas thirst. Fucked up.
Yeah.
You gon' take what? Well, try. Guarantee I put trademarks on your eye. Ain't no way. Okay. Niggas looking like they got something to say.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Need help? Why you looking at me? Going X or Y now. Whatever the case, no way you can stop this money. Gonna keep getting paid. Whatever the case, all day. Gonna hustle, hustle hard on a paper chase.
Yeah.
Whatever the case, no way you can stop this money. Gonna keep getting paid.
Hey.
Whatever the case, all day. Gonna hustle, hustle hard on a paper chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bad dragon is stashing my cape. That faggot ain't pumping the brace. Bad bitch, give a fuck what you say. Me and Danny in the cage. Blowing shit that ain't safe. Rocky got his shit jumping. California bitch out of Old Town. Straight something crazy. Show him with a dip. My stiff and a stay drumming. It's Rocky through this. So my body stay jumping. Yeah, too much swag for a thigh. Everyone I know keep sticks and big ties. Real racks on my wrist. Ain't needed a TikTok. Y'all get paid for my butt just so you could get quite like. Bitch, you disgust me. How come it's politics whenever all has disgust me? Yo, rappers can't touch me. How you gon' comment some haters shit still tryna fuck me? For real, it's so ugly. I do this shit for the art, it just come with the money. These hoes wanna suck me. I put a stake through their neck, now I'm looking like Buffy. Blonde bitch, with that LV shades puffin' chronic. On God, know your rap cast on this. I'ma keep my view like a promise. And I know I look like a third white chick. Tyler Perry, me, my style is honest. Me and Danny in the spotlight, bullseye. Quit hating, boy, I come out the closet. It's Brokey.
Just good stuff. I love it. That beat is so cool, so metallic, and so, like, weirdly bleep-bloopy. I love it. I also love, in It's Brokey's rap, she's got a line that's, how come it's politics whenever old heads discuss me? And I just love that, because I think a lot of artists who don't fit the, like, stereotypical, like, mold of a human being get a lot of, I don't want to say slack, but, like, the dialogue gets so twisted. I know Rez went on air about this at one point and was just, like, because Rez was one of the, like, very, I don't want to say first, but, like, more mainstream, like, female-born DJs to hit the electronic scene in the capacity that she did. And for a long time, there was tons of articles and stuff that are, like, Rez is, like, this crazy, incredible female DJ. And she was always like, I kind of wish that they would just say that I'm a good DJ, you know? Like, why does it have to be that because I'm a female that I'm, like, better because of that quality that I have? And even maybe more harshly, It's Brokey is trans femme and probably gets a lot of dialogue surrounding that from fans and haters alike. And I think it's just interesting to point that out in a song and just be like, how come we have to make it about politics and stuff? Why can't, like, my bars just be good to some people? A good feeling. Interesting one, for sure. Okay, wow, we've got a bunch of weird stuff. I want to play a Jane Remover track. I don't know if I have... Do I have enough time? What are the other things I want to play? 1, 2, 3... Just 3? Yeah, we've got time. I'm going to play a Jane Remover track, mostly because Danny Brown performed Psycho Boost, his collab with Jane Remover, and it was really, really fun. And I also just really love this album. I think I've probably played this on air before. I know Sizzy dropped it when they opened for Nina Jirachi, and I went crazy. I love this song. I think it's super, super fun. It's called JRJRJR. I'm like 99% sure I've played it on air before, but I'm just going to do it again because, I don't know, I've been feeling a little rocky lately. Like, I feel fine, but, like, definitely just a little overwhelmed and a little kind of, like, the headspace feels a little full. And I think Jane captures that kind of feeling in music really well with just this overemphasis of sound and noise and chaos and so many different things kind of happening at once that you can listen to a pattern and it will feel familiar and then it will disappear and then it comes back like 3 minutes later mixed with like 10 other previous patterns that you've heard. And I don't mean just like how music works in general. It's a lot of like random samples and just talking or verses laid over each other. It's a lot of voices. But I don't know, I really like this track. I think it's super, super fun. It's also like, I don't know, Jane really keeps herself composed in like interviews and stuff. And then you have songs like this that just show like, well, obviously it isn't composed like all the time. And I think they have a lot of great dialogue about the kind of onstage, offstage life cycle. One of my favorite lines in this song is called "My hands have none left to shake, but mine still do," or something. Hands have none, no more hands left to shake, but mine still do. And I think that goes crazy. That's just such a weird way to phrase the idea of like social anxiety and stardom in the same space. Very, very cool. I love it. I think Jane's kind of a genius, but also through genius comes a lot of weird stuff, right? Like, no one just came up with, like, the theory of the atom on their first try. There was a lot of being a weirdo throughout, and I love both parts of it. So let's get into it. This is JRJRJR by Jane Remover. Lots of stuff going on in this one. And then we'll bring it back. We've got new G Jones and new Skrillex / Dylan Brady. Yeah, we got kind of spoiled, but we'll get to that after this chaos.
Sisters and I love you. Yeah. I don't need no friends, don't need fuck buddies. Yeah. Don't need to do all your love when you love me.
That song is such an experience, man. There's so much happening in it. I love it. I love it so much. I love I'm Still a Donor, I'm So Overtaken, What's Been Mine. Goes crazy. Lots of biblical references, too, which goes insane if you were raised in the devout way of the righteous. Okay, sorry. If you have any biblical, historical education at all, there's a lot of really cool references in there. Also, just like, Jane's fans go hard. I think part of the song is actually about, like, Jane rationalizing, like, one of her albums was very hyper-poppy, and a lot of her fans were like, please go back to that. And this is, it's definitely hyper, but it's a little bit more, like, hyper-rock, maybe. It's a very, like, rock-focused and metal-focused. Like, this song is kind of about, like, look, I can point you towards some other people that might be making that stuff, but I'm not gonna do it anymore. Or at least that's not what the whole song is about, but part of it. And just very meta-sexual, I don't know, very kind of self-obsessed too, but I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot of writing too. Like, I'm scrolling through the Genius lyrics like right now. And what I was going to say is the fans go crazy because like a lot of this is like reviewed or what is it, annotated with like full pages of documentation about like Jane's history and stuff, and then there's one that's like very ironically about like parasocial behavior between Jane and her fans, which is like basically exemplified throughout the entire Genius site. Also, I probably should have brought this up earlier. If the music sounds like muddy or weird through the air, let me know. I definitely put my like adapter, the dongle from my phone to the aux cord, through the washing machine, which is not where it belongs. So if it sounds worse, I can pick up a new one. Just somebody let me know. All right, we've made it through some of the Danny Brown. We did Jane Remover. We have a couple more that came out recently. This first one, I hate to play it in this room, honestly. I kind of wish I could play it in the better room. And honestly, we might again. I'm sure the next time Nate's on the show, we'll just rinse it back. Because we've both been waiting for this track for a while. Him, definitely a lot longer, but, because he's older than me. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, Nate. You just caught a stray there. But it's called Slamming Keys by G. Jones and EEPROM. G. Jones and EEPROM have been dropping this in their live sets for a long time, and the visuals go crazy. There's this super sick, just, like, piano, and, a icon finger, like a cursor, kind of, but, like, the one that's, like, clicking. But a little bit more like Mickey Mousey. I don't know if that's making a lot of sense. Anyway, and it just like clicks the keys to the piano as it plays. And that sounds simple. It goes crazy. It's so cool. I swear there is nothing cooler in like visual graphics than just black and white, no grayscale, no color, no nothing, just black and white. and like iconography layered over each other. It's so sick. I love it. That's G Jones' whole thing. This song, like getting the full release of this song is definitely a blessing, because I've been listening to like ripped sets to try and get to this, because I just love this riff so much. I think it's super fun, and it plays throughout pretty much the entire track, which makes it very loopable, very enjoyable, and some fun discourse as well is that a lot of fans were saying that the second drop kind of sounds like they just took the first drop piano and like pushed it down a stairway, and I can see what they're talking about behind that. I think that is maybe the most like musically accurate description of what's happening there. But yeah, I won't belabor the point anymore, but I will say I won't belabor the point, but I am going to belabor it for one more second. Go look up the visuals for this. Just look up like Slamming Keys G Jones visuals, or I think it used to be called Warning ID. I could be wrong about that, but you could look up like Warning ID visuals. Or just G Jones visuals in general. No matter what you run into, it's gonna be super, super sick. But imagine like someone playing a piano to this or something, because that's what the visuals are. Okay. Also, they're gonna have an EP coming out soon, and I'm super excited. Okay, finally music. Let's get into it. Slamming Keys. We have to get to the beginning of it. I'm gonna turn the volume up and then start the song over, because it goes hard. So it's about to start in like 3, 2, 1, probably. So good. So good. Got a comment from Nate saying, this piano has been stuck in my head for more than 2 years now. I'm so glad it's out. Real, honestly. Not 2 years for me, probably like a year. But yeah, I love that song so much. It is so cool. It's so fun. There's so much
cool rave, like very, very rave generator, like focused synths, you know, lots of really fun Amen Break stuff happening. Oh my goodness, FCC almost got me. It's really fun, and I'm really excited for the rest of this EP to come out. Like G Jones and EPROM, whenever they get together, just create like these massive machines of music, and it, whoa, alliteration. And they're really good. I like it. It's super fun. Check out the visuals for that track. I was dancing in the studio just a little bit. I have to get the PSA in, and I want to make sure we get the other tracks in. So let's move along, I guess. Here's Memories. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Yeah! And get away from the city, too, because seeing all the stars rules. That's like, my brother just came up to visit, and I think we were having a little discussion. I was like, what's some of the stuff that you, like, could do without in Wisconsin? And what's something that you, like, miss the most about Boston after you've left it for a bit? Which is, like, kind of lame, because he's like, you, because I love you, my brother, my kin, my sworn blood brother, and also because we didn't really explore Boston that much, we just kind of chilled, so, weird question, but for me, missing Wisconsin, like, definitely the stars. The light pollution here is, like, it's not it, man. Being able to see, like, actual bands of the Milky Way, that is where it's at. So if you're going to go camping, make sure it's worth it, especially because, like, you can get, like, ticks and stuff, and that stuff stinks a lot. So make it worth it. Make sure you can see the stars. Okay. Woof. Do we have enough time? We've got enough time. Let's do it like this. I want to play the new Alley Cat and Level Up collab. Really, really fun. This is, like, very much a... I don't know, you can tell that both of these artists were involved in the collab, to put it lightly. Like, it's a very cool blending of their sounds. I think, again, it kind of falls into the category of, like, Alley Cat does her own vocals and a lot of her own production, and it sounds really great, but some of the lyrics are, like, very generic electronic music lyrics. But the vocals are clean, they sound great, and the, I think, very Level Up focused second drop. I hear a little bit of that Level Up Subtronics-y, like, house sounds in that second drop, so I really like it. I think it's fun. Some people, we've gotten some feedback that the second drop might be too housey for some people. Not for me. I can understand getting enough house music, but I think there's a lot going on in melodies and sound design and structure that isn't just oons and piano anymore. So maybe give house music a second shot if you're in that category. Sorry, I'm just, like, putting one of my friends on blast for no reason. But here is Believe with Alley Cat and Level Up. Really fun dubstep track with some nice energetic house with weird bass noises at the end there. Let's get into it.
Can you ignite me into the sun?
played that track. Okay, because I didn't organize my playlist prior. Yeah, that was Believe by Alley Cat and Level Up. I really like it. I think it's super fun. That first drop, too, is, like, it's crazy. It's such a, like, you get all the little digital bits and pixels from Level Up. And wow, I'm kind of connecting her name to her sound design now. and Alley Cat's just like crazy, you know, multi-layered genre bending kind of stuff happening. Super, super fun. We're approaching the end of the show. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, for hanging out, for chatting. I've got one more track that I want to play. It's a collab between Skrillex, Dylan Brady, and Caroline Polkacek, which I did not, I don't know. I would not have put Dylan Brady and Caroline Polkacek together, I don't think. I would have put Skrillex with either one of them, but also not really Skrillex and Caroline Polkacek. Anyway, vocals go beautifully with the mix, and the song is basically an extension of what I believe was Booster, from the FU Skrillex album. There's a whole run of like three or four Dylan Brady collab tracks that I love all of them, but I don't remember which ones are which fully. This one is called Hit Me Where It Hurts X. Skrillex, Dylan Brady, Caroline Polkacek, beat from Booster, just lets it run the whole way. I love how like full this beat sounds. Like, I think a lot of times there's like a drum beat where you can tell like, okay, this is where the snare hit and this is where like a cymbal hit and there's 16 hi-hats happening every beat or something. This one just feels like it's really like it's mastered well and it's clear, but it like there it's just it rolls. It's so like muddy, mushed together. I don't know how to describe it. But it's a really cool beat. I love it. And I'll just let this ride. I don't know if I'll have anything else to kind of play as the next group comes on. They might swap in while it's going. But thanks for hanging out. I'm gonna go home and like be warm. It's so cold outside. My nose is running on the way over here, man. And it's gonna run on the way back. Not looking forward to it. Anyway, take care. Stay warm. Dance hard. Love you all. Bye. You see what I mean about that beat? Okay, sorry. I'm gonna get back into it. But it's so cool. It's so, like, soft. Maybe that's the word. It feels like it has, like, soft edges around the beat anyway. Okay.